My God, yeah. Dude.
Screaming into the atmosphere. We're finally back, dude. We were
fired up, dude. You got me. You got me fucked up.
About
right
Freud?
Now. Yeah.
I'm motherfucking Sigmund Freud.
Psychoanalysis can go fuck itself.
That's a position held by a lot of people. That is a position held by a lot of people. But then there's, you know, technically the talking cure did work. Letting people talk, and rearrange their basically symbolic self. You know, there's something to that as well. Talking, and going, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
So you can glean an insight. You can glean a valuable insight that only you can experience as being completely valid.
Through conversation.
Yes.
Yes.
And that's the argument against therapy. Some people say like, dude, we're basically prostituting a form of relationship that should just be held, you know.
Hell yeah.
But I see both sides of it. I absolutely see both sides.
Yeah, I could see it working. If you didn't have any buddies.
Yeah.
No brewskis and buds. No brewskis and buds. You're going to need to hire someone to talk to.
True.
You can't go down to the local B-dubs and chat it out and go, fucking my wife is such a fucking cunt. Yes, can we get another picture?
Or you might want to access something outside of your context.
I'll get 10 garlic parm. My wife's a cunt. And all your buddies go, yeah, dude, my wife's a cunt. And then you go, yeah, but maybe I should have gone to her parents' house.
Yeah.
And they go, wow, I just saved $700 to listen to some fucking dickhead from NYU talk to me about. Have you considered going to her parents' house?
Why? What do you? What comes up for you when you think about her parents' house? Like extreme boredom.
What happened to you as a child that you don't want to go to her parents' house?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just against being bored.
Like, wait a second. I had fucking parents.
Were you ever bored at your home growing up? You go, holy shit, I was. Well, this is a breakthrough. Well worth every penny.
I was basically molested by boredom.
Yeah.
There's an argument to like you can get outside of your context because if your B-dub circle only has access to a certain level of discourse and then you're trapped.
Within
this thing where you either conform or
the
beat-up circle.
The council. The high council.
Just different sports jerseys
Yeah.
My most trusted advisor.
My most trusted advisor. My friend in a Vikings jersey. God, these wings are hot today. Fucking B-dubs makes them hot.
Your friend's eyes are just teary, his nose running. That truly sounds like hell. I feel sorry for you.
That's good, though. You need the B-dubs council. You need the B-dubs council to be like, dude, stop being gay. Fucking go do it.
You are 1,000% right about that. You need the B-dubs council.
Yes.
For sure.
And I do pity those without the B-dubs council.
It's true, man. You need to be. Otherwise, you can get sucked into the absolute labyrinth that is your wife's brain. Because they are world builders, dude. They can create just the wildest world. And you need the B-dubs council to be like,
yeah, you're not in that world.
Because you get lost.
She's making the world up.
You will get lost in her world, dude. You will get lost.
God damn.
Without the B-dubs council?
Going to your lady's house. Just dreaming about being at the B-dubs council instead. Can't wait to get out of here to go straight to the dubs, dude.
The garlic parm.
The garlic parm. Ooh-wee. Man, that was a major issue in a previous relationship of going.
B-dubs council?
No, going to her family's house for like holidays and shit.
Yeah.
Actually, it's been almost every relationship, but there was one particular one, an old one that was, I couldn't do it. It was just women. There was literally zero B-dubs council within the family house.
Bro, you need... I'm telling you, that is a real thing.
It's...
They
would sit and just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
They would talk about... They're like, oh, at Macy's, they have a sale on these. And then the other girl would go, oh, I need to get down there. At Boscov's, they're selling these blenders for 30% off.
Dude, it's insane.
They go, these are really good blenders.
They're birds. They're birds grabbing twigs for the nest. It's insane. I'm telling you, if you don't have... You can be the hardest strain of feminism, whatever, but I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to own babes, but it's like, if there's not a dude around for years, It's you need it. Yeah. Otherwise, lady, the chicks go crazy, dude.
You need someone talking football in World War II.
You'd absolutely need that.
Or just
a guy going, what are you worried about? Yeah, that's not real. And they go, oh, okay, thank you. Because they will spin themselves out into oblivion. Chicks can hold, I think, like six thoughts in their head at once. It's a fucking curse. I swear to God, running. They're running on just like, it's insane.
The Hydra's in there just like, yeah, she called you fat. The blender is good. Nah.
I caught a glimpse one time. I've talked
He's
about this
at B-dubs again. Get him.
Call him right now.
He ruined the council.
I think your stomach hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, there's one time, because you know when you're like at nighttime and you're falling asleep, that's when your brain can really just kick it into gear and you're like, what's going on? One time, like, Brittany was breathing heavy. I'm like, what's up with you? And she went, blah, 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 and named like 14 things in 10 seconds. And I was like,
oh, wow.
What the fuck?
God damn.
I was like, you're running like six fucking worries at once.
Yeah.
I'll get home and just be like, I was a fucking idiot tonight. And then she's always one track. She was like doom, 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 past, present, future, three different people. And it was just like, what the fuck? I was like, whoa, just stop.
Yeah.
Okay, just lay down. Although I'll say the ultimate cure, especially for the babes, like, you know, when you talk and talk and they're like, I don't want to solve my problem. You just got to grab them. You have to just squeeze them.
Yeah.
You just literally need to squeeze babes and be like, just shush. It works. You can talk all you want. They just need to be squeezed and hugged.
And then I like that point.
And you rub their bellies.
You got to squeeze them. And then you squeeze them and you go, ooh, this feels good. Maybe I should touch you.
Parlay that in. Yeah, I've been much more forceful. I was talking about it with Lamar.
Sexually?
Not like forceful, but like I've been putting it on the table, man.
Yeah,
I've been letting it be known. Like, look, I'm a man, goddammit.
I am a man.
I'm a man and I have needs, goddammit. And I don't guilt. I go, look, if you don't want to do this, that's fine. I will not hold it against you, although I will. Deep down inside. Oh. Deep down inside. I'll
subconscious.
Yes, dude.
Of course.
But I will be like, no, for real, I'm not mad. And then I'll like just.
That's just your ego.
Her arm
dude.
Will touch me and I'll go.
Yeah.
Sure, are you mad? No, I'm not.
I'm not mad. Why would I be mad?
Get off me.
You're my only outlet for sexual pleasure and you're not giving it to me. Yeah. I'm not mad.
Yeah, man.
That's fine with me.
Especially off the nog, especially since my governor is saving me.
The governor has, I forget every single time I forget.
And you go.
I go, ooh.
They go, license and registration.
I haven't done this in a few days. And they go, I'm going to need to see your license. I go, God damn it.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
I can't believe it.
Because I'm Texas. A big disgusting pervert, maybe?
Texas took the nog from us. I refuse to go to another website.
Really? Are you hitting them with the photo ID?
No, I haven't. I've been off the nog.
You've been off the
when
nog?
I'm home, I'm off the nog.
Damn, so you wait till
it's
you travel.
It's a tough stretch.
Yes.
We're going to test the nog this week. This is a tough stretch. I'm home for a few weeks. We're going to see what happens.
You might fall to Reddit porn. I have never done the Reddit porn. Everyone
turns out OnlyFans is legal here. I might have to become a little fat pay pig.
Get some girlfriends.
Although I've seen OnlyFans and they're never great.
Really?
I don't think people are having sex or anything. It's just like a girl's boobs. You go, God damn it, I wanted to see you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure there's ladies out there going hog wild, but I haven't found them.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
you're probably thinking of just like Rachel Dolezal's OnlyFans.
Yeah, I get tricked.
That's probably straight up boobs.
I've been tricked on Instagram.
I'll be honest, I've got myself, so I went off no porn all of Lent. I'm still on no porn, but I'm back to the point where I can fire up like chicks in bathing suits.
Yeah.
I can do a bikini fap. Which is, dude, you feel like you nice.
Just effort. Fapping feels good, dude.
Fapping does.
Just jacking
feel
off on your own. Just although, in a if you dark get, room, quiet.
Did you ever get into the weird thing where you're just like, I'm jerking off a guy? That fucks me up. I'll get into that. Where
that's
I'm
Freud, dude.
Jerking a guy.
That's
off.
Freud, dude. It's you're just true. Jacking off. Just relax. Just relax.
But you're jerking off a guy and you are liking getting jerked off by a guy.
Analyzing instinct and thought bothers me so
it's
much.
It's not an instinct. Jerking off is a technology.
Jerking off is pure instinct.
It's technology.
It's pure instinct.
It's tech. It's big tech.
The phone is part of the tech. Just jacking off. Dudes have been whacking off. That was step one.
True, but like the wheel is tech. Fire is technically tech. It's a natural.
I think it's like in the Bible. Like, don't fucking jack off, dude. That was day one.
Was
shit.
It really?
I don't know.
It's not jacking off. Is jacking off in the Bible? I don't think it's in the Bible. I just think like your dad couldn't catch you or else you had to like leave the country. I think if your dad caught you fapping, you gotta like go into exile. You gotta like, take like four camels and just walk across the desert.
The Bible never specifically mentions masturbation.
What the hell am I worried about?
They're going to hit you with some fucking purity, becoming sanctified, avoiding lust.
Yeah, but they were avoiding lust back then because you would like knock a lady's tent down and like eat her ass in the middle. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dudes were getting mega horny in the desert. So they were like, yo, chill.
Bro, Romans 8:5-6 says, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace.
That's what I'm talking about.
The habit of self-pleasure is a great example of the flesh governing the mind.
Damn.
The flesh keeps governing the mind, dude.
It does.
Thankfully, the actual government governs my flesh and says you cannot watch Pornhub.
True.
And I go, God damn it. If I could even get one of those GIFs that they advertise with, I would fucking go nuts.
Thumbnails would be fine. A
thumbnail
bro.
Is all the boy needs.
Thumbnails.
Governor Abbott, release the thumbnails.
Yo, did you notice how cool guys were about that, by the way? They like came after our reproductive rights and we were like, all right, whatever the state decides. We weren't fucking kicking up the fuss.
We became communists immediately. Like, the state decides.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It said, if men could get pregnant, abortion would be a sacrament. And I was like, or maybe we would just handle it and shut the fuck up.
Ooh-wee.
That lady
damn,
just
dude,
goaded
this is
me
a misogynist.
On. I know.
We're getting rowdy. No, it's not just you. I've been fired up.
But that lady
that Sigmund Freud bullshit fired me up. Now I'm based, bro. Fuck thought.
True.
That's the ultimate based.
That is, dude. And you might be onto something with that.
Yeah.
Fuck thoughts. Very Eastern, by the way.
Fuck thoughts, dude. Don't put that on me either. Don't you dare put that on me.
Very Eastern.
I hate the. That's very Eastern.
Slash through the web of
Eastern
Maya.
Medicine can go fuck itself, dude. I'm done with Eastern medicine.
Nah, it's going to pervade our culture. It's coming.
It is here.
Oh, it's.
Lemaire's in the house, dude. Eastern bullshit's here. Look at the shit he's drinking.
That's just Chinese grape soda. That's his Eastern medicine.
Damn, that's the fucking black nerd elixir, dude. That's crazy. Chinese grape soda. That's the high. That's every black nerd's dream.
That is high octane black nerd fuel.
When you sip it, it's like shing.
The cap. <Yeah. laughs> God damn it.
Where did you get the... Oh, there's that fucking store right up the street. Yeah.
I got it from Asahi. Yeah.
What is that, like a sushi place?
No, it's like a Japanese market. It's pretty cool.
God damn, dude. That's pretty tight. You have access to a Japanese market.
Yeah.
It's just you and 12 other black nerds.
The fucking owner doesn't know who to follow. There's so many of you in there.
Just walking like this.
Bumping into each other. Oh, pardon me. Pardon me. Just pure, after you, pardon me.
That's pure Metal Gear Solid, dude.
They're in boxes.
Damn, dude.
Snake.
What the hell was I thinking about?
Oh, yeah, I got to tell you this. This is what I was going to tell you, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's funnier. So I went to, I'm the most sore I've ever been in my entire life. I couldn't lay on my side. My back.
Are you a side sleeper as well?
My back is butt fucked, dude. All right, pause. So I get in there. I was like, all right, I haven't worked out in a while. I'm going to go to Rogan's, get a nice easy one, hit the sauna. This will be a nice day. I get in. Of course, one of the Navy SEALs one of the Navy SEAL security guys in there. He's like, you ready to hit the gauntlet with me, brother? And I was like, dude, I'm not hitting the fucking Navy SEAL gauntlet. And then he shamed me into it. He was like, come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah. How would you say no?
It was 9 different lifts and workouts, 3 minutes on, 1 minute off. You have to go 3 minutes to exhaustion on every single lift.
What?
Dude, it sucked. One of them was just hanging on the bar for 3 minutes.
A dead hang?
It ruined me.
Yeah, dude.
Just hanging there. This muscle is, it's ruined.
Hang for a minute, fucking.
And then
hard.
He was like, all right, pop your shirt off. he was like, we take our shirts off. It's going to get hot in here. And I was like, I'm definitely not doing that. I'm not going to work out in front of a mirror with my fucking shirt off right now. And he was like, you need to find the problem areas. I was like, brother, the whole thing's a fucking... We don't need the shirt off to diagnose the problem area today.
I can feel like, them.
What are you talking about?
I can feel them moving when I stop.
The problem areas are shaking on every workout we're doing right now. I'm doing a curl and my hips are shaking. We don't need a shirt off for this. I thought you would enjoy that.
That is just so fucking funny.
Honestly, driving over, I was like, this will be nice. It's just going to be me in there. It'll be nice and quiet.
Just Navy SEAL.
Bro, jacked Navy SEAL with his shirt off. Like, you ready to hit the fucking gauntlet?
How could you have said no, though?
I hit the no instantly. I was like, dude, I'm not.
I would have signed up at a recruiter.
He's like, all right, this workout, 3 minutes straight of pull-ups. I was like, dude, I can't do a pull-up. What are you talking about?
Damn.
I'll hang on the bar for 3 minutes.
That's too exhausted.
It was impossible.
Jesus.
But I hung for like 30 seconds and then 5 seconds at a time after that.
Dude, that shit's hard.
It was impossible. The whole thing.
Bro,
just
a jacked
Navy SEAL yelling at you.
I would love that.
It felt good.
I would have came in and like, oh, yes, sir.
It felt pretty good after a while.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out there, brother.
Yeah.
Just lay down.
And
like,
just him being
up.
Like, you're doing pretty good. I was like, thank you.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Thank you, daddy.
That's all I needed.
I popped that top off. I was like, no, daddy. It'll ruin the workout, sir. I'll be done
Pop
working
that
out.
Top off.
I'll
so
be
nice.
Frozen in front of the mirror. I'll go, what have I done?
I just joined 24-hour fitness. I might start going with people like, pop that top. I might start stealing Valor.
Yeah.
You ready to hit the fucking
He was hitting me with pure Andy Elliott.
Was he really?
Like, pop the top off. We need to see the problem areas. I was like, dude.
What?
No.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's a bit much.
He was being friendly. It was funny.
You should have fucking held nipples. Came out with a towel around
I should
the
have
top
instantly took my dick out and be like, that's the problem area. How do we get this bigger, brother?
My ass is all shitty.
My ass is flat and shitty.
Damn, dude. Yeah, I did burpees in the garage yesterday.
That's real tough, dude.
Pretty sick. 100
that's
burpees.
Awesome.
100 burpees.
You got a good garage for it, too.
I know. It was awesome. Yeah. But who was kicking around? We had a home inspector kicking around. So I kept every time being there doing burpees, and I'd hear him coming and be like,
yeah, you
so, dude.
Just out of breath in the garage.
Like, what are you doing? I was like,
well,
just working out.
Just had an argument with my wife. I'm shadow boxing. Shadow boxing in the garage as hard as I can.
I was there working out on my phone on my trash can, just playing like YouTube lectures. Came up with a new guy. I have a new YouTube crush. He's nice. Awesome. Dude, I think I gotta hear it. People know about him. Michael Sugru. He's an old school fella. Look at that guy. He's an old school professor.
That's nice.
He's really nice.
You love these chalk hands.
I like chalk talk.
I hate the chalk hands.
My thing is if they just have one, I'll sit through it. If they have one good idea that I can use, oh my God. I've totally constructed a worldview. I had no worldview for the longest time, and I've put together personal philosophy and something of a worldview.
That's nice.
It's kind of nice, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just on it. He's talking about Heidegger, big B being. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I love that shit. Let's do it for go to bed. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with enjoying that.
Fuck this small B being.
Yeah.
I get it. Some people don't like it, and I totally understand.
No, I have. It's like gay stuff. It's like, dude, whatever you're doing in your own home, just don't shove it down my fucking throat, all right?
Don't put it in my face.
Don't put it in my fucking face. Don't fuck my kid with it.
That'd be cool if that got injected into movies. Every movie had to have like a cool...
Yeah, just a philosophy in it like that. Yeah, yeah, just a guy hitting you with like...
Not this Heideggerian bullshit again. It's funny for me because like I would be like, all right, I hear a lot of fuss about this guy. Like, let me see what they're about. And a lot of it is just like, dude, you wrote 4,000 pages on this?
Yeah.
On like the nature of being itself. And he's like, well, if you be, you are being, but you can't know what being is. Like, dude, this is I'll get kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Why'd you write that down?
What are you talking about?
You didn't need to write that down.
But Heidegger was a Jesuit. He was in the Jesuit seminary.
Like that.
Yeah, he was a Jesuit.
Jesuits are up to they're up to good
stuff. They're pretty sick.
Yeah.
So apparently he wrote like a highly abstracted version of Jesuit theology. That's what my new mentor, my new he's dead.
That's what you need to get
new
into.
Mentor
we
Thomas
need to get
Sugar.
Into fucking good Catholic.
That's where
philosophy.
All my stuff's leading to.
Fucking right.
It's
dude.
Very tight.
That is where it all ends.
I'm telling you,
I go in there, you go, I'm gonna read about Freud sucking my daddy's dick, killing my dad, sucking my mom's tits. I'm gay. Everyone's gay. Then all of a sudden, the path just leads straight back to our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, dude, it
and
might
his
be
perfect disciples.
I think it might be the supreme philosophy. I've been taking on a lot of different worldviews, checking them out. The Eastern stuff is for sure cool, but I was into it for a while. But I was like, no, man, Christianity still reigns supreme. You read it, and you're like, because it kind of the Eastern stuff to a point is like total detachment, like oh, and you'll like kind of totally clear your mind. Christianity is the opposite. It's
yeah,
like,
those guys can. I'd like to punch one of those guys in the
punch
belly.
Him. Go like, find him in his cave.
I'm going to go to a cave and sit here for 80 years. It's like God gave you life and you spent it sitting in a cave, even though that's kind of what I do. I dwell in a cave.
You're in full on.
My guys need to take that bridge. The World War II game. Company of Heroes 3.
Yeah, but the Christianity is like you have to fully get into the mud. You're an absolutely fallen creature.
You're mud dog, dude.
You're a totally fallen creature. And guess what, dude? Guess what? Jesus never got mad at someone because they're a sinner. He got mad at people because they thought they weren't sinners.
Ole do it.
That's what you go. Yeah, it rules. It's for real the best. It's for real the best.
Yeah, they're like, you think you're king? You're hanging out with all these fucking whores and tax collectors? And he was like, bro.
He was pissed at the Pharisees. He was like, he was chilling with all the fucking...
Yeah. When's... I thought fucking Mel's movie was supposed to come out on Easter.
That's what I thought. It's coming out in like October. Comeback.
God damn it.
Although he might be trying to fight like the witchcraft and Satanism of Halloween. Which,
yes.
Thank God. Thank God, Mel.
Ooh, big and black news. Beep, 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 beep.
What you got?
We got breaking black news. Dude, you see J. Cole apologize?
Yeah, I saw that.
What the fuck, dude?
I think it's fits
It was actually kind of nice, honestly.
Yeah, I think it fits his thing. He's trying to break the mold of, you know, that's like the classic pantomime thing that permeates through the black society where it's like, he dissed me, now I have to absolutely destroy. And that gets carried out full stop where like you got guys shooting each other over that shit. And he was like, you know what, dude, this is lame. Why am I doing this? But I get 50 Cent apparently is not into it. 50 Cent's like, bro.
50 Cent's the dark lord,
50 Cent's the new president of black people, dude.
Yeah, he is.
He for real has completely risen to total president. Jay-Z is out. 50 Cent is in there, dude. Jay-Z's Biden, 50 Cent's Trump, 100%.
Yes.
And black people being ruled by black Trump right now, which is 50 Cent. Which, I mean, he's 50 Cent. I'm not going to have... He doesn't have
50 Cent fucking rules,
50
dude.
Cent does rule. And he's ruled for a very long time.
Yeah.
He has been the man.
He never stopped being the man.
No, and now it's like he's coming into... Everyone's recognizing, like, holy shit, this guy
holy
is
shit,
seriously
he was
important.
Funny and right the entire time. Yeah. He's been an asshole the entire time. He's hilarious.
He called Diddy a fruit pop, like, years ago. Diddy did offer to take him shopping.
Yeah, you can't do that.
He's like, yo, I'll buy you clothes. And he said, what? What?
I take him shopping.
Yo,
I took Nate shopping the other day.
Did you really?
And we were laughing about it. I was like, I'm definitely Diddy, dude. I'm taking you to Dick's Sporting Goods to buy some gym shorts.
Now you're
Was that you and me? Yeah, that was you and me.
You got to collect what's yours now.
That's because I was going to go buy some shoes. And I was like, you can get some shoes, too. And then I didn't buy any, and he bought shoes.
Yeah, but this is what different.
And he felt a way about it.
That's the squad. But
he was like, you keep these. I was like, I'm not wearing those. Those are yours.
Dropping a bag on the squad is different. If you were to find
another man
that wasn't in a squad,
another comedian.
Yes,
that was just like find another rapper, just being like, yo,
exactly,
Matt Rife. I'm gonna take you shopping, boy.
Yo, I'm gonna get some clothes, bro.
Let's pick
getting
out
some
clothes.
Gear. Checking out a dude's gear and being like, we need to revamp your wardrobe is 50 Cent was 1,000% spot on being like, what?
Yeah, that's nuts.
Dude, what are you talking about? I'm not going to let you buy stuff for me.
Freud would have been all over that.
True.
He would have been like, that's gay.
Yeah, he would have for
that's
sure.
That's your gay subconscious.
It would have been.
Yeah.
Big power game. Although that is so powerful.
Buying another man clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being like, I'm going to get your outfit figured out. That because then you get into the dresser and like, hold, let me just get in there and check out. Let me see how these pants look on you.
Then you can go in. Yeah. You go, oop, try these on.
He's like your mom just grabbing
your
ass.
Zip.
Yeah,
you
man.
Almost didn't zip because of your giant penis.
It's, dude. It's,
my dad's calling me. I want to kill him. Shit, I might have answered. Said I want to kill you.
My dad's calling me. I want to kill him.
Phil saw my stand-up act and didn't approve of it.
What?
Well, actually, my mom saw my stand-up act and then reported back to my father.
Really?
And my father called me and was like, you can't say that. Your mother and I are sad.
Oh, he saw.
So now he's trying to get back on my good side.
You did.
Because I was like, shut the fuck up, Dad.
Yeah, dude.
This is my art.
It's not ready yet.
It wasn't done, and I said inappropriate things, and I apologize.
Did they see all of? Is there one joke in particular they saw that they got upset about?
They caught a glimpse of that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. You see that?
Yeah, they caught a glimpse of that one, and they were none too pleased.
I had one recently that I'm retiring forever. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world, and then I did it, and I felt so evil.
Yeah.
After it was, the whole joke was that women get to like, yeah, we have sex toys, we have dildos, and it's like guys have sex toys too. And like, and people are like, what are they? It's like, they're called women. That's our sex toys. That was pretty funny.
The crowd is like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's, yeah, that is evil.
My mother-in-law was there, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I let that one rip in front of her whole family. Like,
I got
I thought
this
it was
one.
Funny. I was like, this is really funny.
And it is funny, it, but like, yeah.
But it's hot. When you say in a room full of people, it's like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it does make you look like a complete psycho.
Yes. I just thought it was a funny play on
just
words.
Like, yeah, they're just inanimate objects. I fuck.
It was a funny play on words that once I said it out loud, I'm like, yeah, I can see that being very hurtful for women everywhere.
Yeah.
That is a funny thing to think about what women have to deal with, that like just being completely used as a sexual object, where people like your entire just like being and personality, someone could be like, yeah, skip all of that, and it's like, and then you come back and start talking like, I have to go right now.
When we do that, though, we also have to, because we're all pretending women like sex like that.
Yeah.
So then they should enjoy that. If they liked sex like as much as they say they do,
yeah,
they should enjoy that.
They
just
like
skipping
boyfriends.
All the bullshit and fucking. They should love that.
True.
As much as we would.
Yeah, true.
But they don't.
Yeah, true. They don't.
Makes me wonder.
Well,
maybe they don't like sex as much.
Once on their natural cycle, you start to see they are horny for like 3 days out of the month. That's pretty much, unless they see a guy that they'd really like to make their boyfriend, and then they'll get horny for that.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's definitely women out there that enjoy just the,
true,
the pump and dump, but.
True. But I also, they need a lot of context around it, I think, too. They need, like, you. They need, like, they're big situation heads. They're big, like, you know, you'd have to be, like, an environment where it's like, we shouldn't be doing this.
We're really breaking down the broads today. Yeah, but we shouldn't be doing this. Shush is nice.
Oh,
that works.
We're breaking down the broads. We can break down the fellers.
We'll break down the broads. We'll break down the blacks next.
Are we still in the black news segment?
No, black news segment. Beep, 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 beep.
Jake Holdis was Black great. Green.
Jake Holdis.
I was like, good
please
for him.
Please let Champagne Poppy get involved, dude. Rap is just WWF.
Big time.
We had a perfect story going, and then J. Cole said, nah. There is an opportunity, though, for Kendrick to go full sicko mode.
He could.
And diss him again, dude. Just be like, that's what I thought, bitch.
Yeah, he could. But it is a...
He has to. He's going to. He's going to be like, when I talk shit, everyone runs away. He's going to say that.
But then J. Cole might go, fuck it. I thought I did the higher thing.
Man, I'm trying to take the high road, baby.
Yeah, you think he's going to be like, now it's down to
the road. Now I'm going to rhyme about you.
Down to the bro road, dude.
Yes.
I mean, I could write his verse if he wants to, dude. Just let me know.
We should come up with some verse.
I listened to the thing. I was like, that's nice. There was a part of me, too, that I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah.
This is so stupid, man.
So silly. Let's all just have fun.
Yeah. Let's have fun. And also, like, you know.
Let's have fun. Make good, cool rap.
Why did Kendrick, what was his whole thing like? He probably was just having a bad. Rappers got to be careful with their bad days.
Yeah.
You have one bad day and be like, I'm top three. He's not top four or five. And then everyone's like, did you hear what he said?
Yeah.
We need to write some lyrical prose.
We just
prose.
Need Drizzy Drake, dude.
True.
Please, Six God, respond.
He'll be back. Although he did get destroyed by fucking Kanye. Although that his Kanye circumstances kind of engulfed him.
Kanye is wild, man.
He destroyed.
Dude.
That's how nasty he is of an MC. He destroyed Drake and then destroyed
and
himself.
Then he was like, "Fuck it, I'm going down too."
I love Hitler.
He didn't really destroy Drizzy though. Other than that track,
exactly.
Did you ever hear that?
Him and the Pusha T came up, and it was like that
Pusha T went wild on.
That was as good as they can get. But yeah, I guess Kanye didn't do it as much as Pusha T, but he did produce the track. It was good.
No, Kanye made that poop diddy scoop.
Poop diddy scoop is fire.
That's hilarious. Poop, that's just mean. That's just a mean thing to do. Poop diddy scoop? I think so too.
What is that when he was going toop doop scoop?
He was like, Drake, I made this, I produced this beat for you.
Oh.
And then he gave it to Drake, and I think Drake made a song with it. Or was about to, and then Kanye released. He just wasted it going, poop, did he scoop? Poop, 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 did he scoop? Just a Drake. He just wasted Drake's time. Just on purpose.
I mean, that's really
it's just a crazy move.
That's insane.
Yeah, just be like, wait, why are we fighting? Wait.
That's so nuts, dude.
Yeah. I think that's the story, and it's very funny.
He's off the God train too now. Kanye's totally off the God train. He's like, well, I thought you were like Christian. He's like, he abandoned me. I need to help myself now.
I saw that clip.
So I'm going to rap about getting pussy.
I saw that clip. It wasn't the one. Is that the one where he's like, where he's like, we need to do more than pray. Every time I pray, where's God? He doesn't help me out.
Yeah. Christian
theology also.
Yeah, you have to help yourself.
You can't just pray, dude.
True.
Yeah.
Well, I think his thing was, he's like, I'm not cursing anymore. I'm not going to rap about getting pussy. And then he was like, well, what the fuck am I?
I'm back, dude. Who am I talking about? I just said I love Hitler.
I do like his wife. The fact that, like, she's a constant news story. So I can't figure out, is that like a PR firm thing, or are they just like,
I don't think Kanye is dealing in PR firms.
I don't think so either.
That's the wildest PR firm of all time.
Dude, she's in my fucking newsfeed. Every time I pick it up, it's like she's wearing a spandex suit with her nipples sticking out.
She's wearing
out.
Saran wrap with his farts are trapped wherever she goes.
Every week it's like Gaza, Kanye West's big titted lady that he prays around. It's like, she's a major news story constantly.
That's good.
It is pretty cool. I was trying to figure out.
She's getting more burned than Ukraine right now.
She's getting
way more burned than Ukraine, Russia.
She is. She's for real. In terms of like our collective attention, her future slut outfits are
pretty cool to see.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, those jumpers,
especially,
man.
They're always in a place that a future slut outfit should not be.
True.
So it's like in the airport or like
they're in the shopping
mall or just on the street in Venice.
They'll be in Athens. They go to like ruins of ancient societies and she just like
here's a future slut, dude.
Just farts on a thing. Kanye West's wife farted today. And
she farted on the Parthenon today.
We saw her pussy shake all over the pyramids.
Black news, Kanye West's future slut farted on the Parthenon.
Shout out to our favorite sponsor. That's a little presumptuous.
Yo.
True Classic for making us fellas look good and feel good no matter how we move. Spring is here, which means it's time to clean out your closet. Out with your old worn out workout tees and in with True Classic's ultra comfortable, stretchy activewear. True Classic is made with stank-free, moisture-wicking technology, so you can do it all in comfort and style. From running on the treadmill to running out for beer. True Classic has gear for you. And they've already helped over 3 million men look great, and now you can save big while you move. For a limited time only, get 25% off when you shop now with my exclusive link at trueclassic.com/drenched. Personal endorsement. True Classic tees are fucking nice.
I like them. I do like them.
Yeah.
I feel jacked as hell on them.
You feel good. It hugs your shoulders. Yeah, you go. People go, damn, have you been working out? You go, yeah, definitely. You know you're lying.
Don't touch my fucking midsection.
Please don't touch my midsection. Get ready to elevate your denim game with True Classic. The new authentic denim collection seamlessly blends craftsmanship with comfort, ensuring each pair is tailored to perfection for your lifestyle. What type of lifestyle do you have?
Gay.
Yeah. I know.
Gay male lifestyle.
Anytime somebody says lifestyle, I'm like,
gay.
That's what you mean. True Classic does not endorse our comments.
True.
They do. They think True it's classic. Funny. They're laughing. If they really are our favorite sponsors, they're going to laugh at
that. That's true. I mean, I might lead a gay lifestyle.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
To be mad about that would mean you're homophobic.
Exactly.
So I hope you're not homophobic, True Classic. With various inseam options available, finding your ideal fit has never been easier. From the job site to casual Fridays, authentic denim is designed to accompany you wherever you go. True Classic shirts are designed to accentuate your best features no matter what your body type is. Tighter in the arms and chest, but with the perfect amount of room for your midsection. You can't go wrong in a True Classic tee. The best part, True Classic sells their premium products in packs to help you save. Get started with a 2 or 3 pack of t-shirts today and feel the difference for yourself. So if you're ready to upgrade your closet, shop now with my exclusive link at trueclassic.com/drenched and save up to 25% off with your first order. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. No matter how you move, make 2024 your most comfortable year yet with True Classic.
Let's go.
Get ready for the season ahead with quality shades built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades that won't break the bank. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company offering a world-class product rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Say Shady Rays.
Shady Rays. I do need some sunglasses.
Hell yeah. Their shades have durable frames and crystal clear optics, making them a perfect choice for all outdoor adventures. They have many styles and colors to pick from, so finding your next pair of shades is a breeze. Personally endorse these.
You look fine.
Yeah, I look average in them. I got to get a bigger pair. I got a big fucking head.
Let me see them. They look good. What are you talking about?
Shut up, Matt.
They look good.
You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not.
I don't say it with that smirk.
They look good.
You go like this.
They look fine.
They look good. I'm just happy to see them.
You're happy to see you? It is nice to see your friends looking good.
Yeah, man.
When I see my friends looking good, I go, wow, what are those, Shady Rays?
I can't fight the smile. If they didn't look good, I'd be frowning. I'd be like, they look good.
If your shades go MIA or take a hit, don't sweat it. They've got lost and broken protection, so you're covered from day one. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. If you don't love your shades, exchange or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Head to ShadyRays.com and use code DRENCH for $20 off polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 300,000 people. Get you some Sonys.
I need that big pair that goes over the glasses for driving.
Sure, that'd be nice.
Squinting in Austin.
You need Sonys.
We do call them Sonys.
That's so dumb.
Could you imagine returning a pair of sunglasses and being like, these do not meet my expectations. I'll take my refund and mail these.
Yes, and you can do that with Shady Rays.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, but you can do it.
I did not have a great sunglass experience. Therefore, I'll send them back and return my funds to me immediately. Thank you.
Thank you, Shady Rays.
Freeze pipe. Ever experience the agony of harsh smoke, throat burning, or coughing attacks when smoking cannabis?
No.
The struggle is real, but the solution is chili. That's right. I'm talking about the smoothest way to light up, and that's with the Freeze Pipe. Freeze Pipe makes a unique line of freezeable pipes, bubblers, and bongs that are 80% colder than using ice cubes to chill smoke. The magic is freezeable glycerin chambers that come on every piece. Simply pop the chamber in the freezer for 1 hour, and as the smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled by over 300 degrees.
Damn.
So every puff arrives ice cold and cough free. It absolutely does work. I've done these. It is surprisingly fantastic. American owned and with over 100,000 happy customers, Freeze Pipe uses the thickest glass and market-leading glycerin chambers for a smoother experience you have to feel to believe. Ditch harsh smoke forever by visiting thefreezepipe.com and use code DRENCHED for 10% off your order. That's thefreezepipe.com and code DRENCHED for 10% off. Shop today for free shipping and smoke like royalty without paying a king's ransom.
Mm. That's a good writer, whoever wrote that.
Whoa.
Smoke like royalty without paying a king's ransom.
If you were royalty, you wouldn't never have to pay the king's ransom. Prize Picks time. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks.
Damn.
With as little as 4 correct picks. Nice. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks.
Damn, they have college basketball entries? I know we're done with the tournament, but that's nice.
That is nice, actually.
Yeah.
America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. Ooh. You can pick LeBron, Caitlin Clark, Connor McDavid, and Jude Bellingham, all in the same entry.
Wow, Jude Bellingham.
Holy crap. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits in your account this basketball season. I mean, it's all I do now.
It's fantasy sports.
I do fantasy sports exclusively. Download the app today and use code DRENCHED for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app and use code DRENCHED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, I love it. Then they're like, he doesn't let her eat and he doesn't. It's like, yeah, dude, it's.
I think she's eating, bro.
True. She's definitely
a voluptuous woman.
She's a very voluptuous woman. But I think he's trying to keep her snatched. You know what snatch means?
No.
It's when like your midsection's super tight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Snatched.
Just a natural.
Brittany said that to me the other day. She's like, you get your body gets snatched. I was like, where the fuck are you getting these?
You just need a permanent corset.
Yeah, true. Or you just need a diligent husband who's going to monitor your calories.
He's going to monitor your calories.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's a good husband.
Yeah. You
go, oop, put that down. I need you in peak physical condition.
I need you to show off my ski suits.
Damn, that'd be tough to tell a lady to put down a fucking suite.
Bro, have you ever done it?
I've never been in a position to monitor someone else's calories. If someone breaks out the sweets, I go, ooh, Give me one of those.
Girls love monitoring a dude's sweet. They like getting you fat, first of all. They'll be like, yeah, they're enablers, and then they start
and then
going.
Then they
like,
go, you're getting a little chubby.
You don't. Do you? Are you hungry right now? I'm like, I'm basically, I'm not like, my stomach's not hungry, but it's been a long time. I'm like, yeah, I can tell I'm a little bit weak right now. I'm off the pig cycle. I was on a hard pig cycle.
You're pigging out?
Oh my God, dude. I'm like, I went to Disney.
Pig cycle is crazy.
I was
dude.
On the pig cycle. I'm
you should
off.
See when I hit a pig cycle. Oh, dude. It's fucking chaos, dude. We're going to beat ups. I'm going to order wings when we get there, drink a couple beers. Oh, second meal.
Yeah, true. I was on a hard. I fucking just
caught Lemezy on a pig cycle the other night.
What were you on?
Sneaking back to his room with slices. Sneaking back to his room with slices of pizza. I was like, "Where are you going, dude?" He's holding two pepperonis, taking it to the bedroom for the pig cycle.
There's nothing better than just holding the moments before you're eating a pizza. Just carrying it is for real. It's the best.
I don't even sit down when there's pizza. I go, first slice doesn't count. I picked it up straight out of the box. And I go, all right, now I'm going to settle down. Now I'll get a plate, put two on it. I'm going to stand for these two. And I'll go, maybe no one saw me get that first one. I can say this is only, I've had three. That's a lot. I've had four.
Taking a double slice onto the plate. I mean,
double slice onto the plate after the first standing.
The first right out of the box standing while everyone's organizing like the soda. And stuff. Yeah. Such a nice move.
I mean, when it's grub for everyone like that.
Oh, it's feeding
the greed. The greed kicks in.
Dude, I saw a thing where they're like, we don't understand why sharks engage in feeding frenzies. And was like, what are you talking about? Of course you do.
Yeah.
They're pigging out and they're just
they're
spazzing.
Going nuts. Yeah.
It's like I've seen it happen with humans. A bunch of times.
Buffalo dip at Gillis Family Christmas.
Oh, my God.
The boys were circling, big dogs circling.
It is nice.
I'll tell you what, Nancy Pelosi's a bitch.
I will say it does.
See your fucking gay husband get hit with that hammer. Slow down. Goddamn, you're taking all the dip.
I've been to family parties before where there's not like a lot of times I'll go and the, like it almost feels infinite where you're just like yeah, and you're piling mac and cheese. I've been there before. I'm like oh, rations are like
the rations that limited. Sucks.
And you're just kind of like, and then I'll just. Literally, like a different part of me will take over. And I'm like, oh,
yeah. Like, why shouldn't it be mine?
Why shouldn't it be mine?
They're not even going to eat the whole thing. Lemezy, I saw Lemezy hit the greed. We got barbecue. The boy got a lot.
Oh, yeah. I love
barbecue.
Yeah,
you got to.
What'd you hit?
Greed it out. I was down to one slice of brisket after I look over to his plate. 10.
There was two slices.
Two, my ass. And how many ribs? How many chicken? Ribs. How many ribs?
I had two. I didn't have any chicken. I
you
didn't get any
broke
chicken.
Broke my heart watching you do that to me.
He ordered like the brisket, chicken, ribs.
Yeah, I had the ribs.
First
up,
dibs, obviously, goes straight to Lemezy. He dibbed it out. You and Nate took a majority of it. Left me and guard dog with scraps.
We portioned it out, dude. It was fair.
Damn.
We didn't take anything crazy.
Kind of racist. They teamed up on you guys? They teamed up on
yes,
you.
Yes, but it was over ribs.
That's what I'm saying.
It was their subconscious. I couldn't argue. It was the black man sub. Beep, 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 beep. Black subconscious.
They were running hand signals.
Divvy the wings. Divvy the ribs. These honkies wouldn't even know what to do with all these ribs.
I told you, I got hit with that in a KFC one time in West Philly. I was ordering just a biscuit, and the guy literally went, probably never even had a biscuit before. And I turned around like, why would you do
of
that?
Of course I've had a biscuit.
This is like my seventh biscuit. This is my seventh biscuit. Yeah, can't believe that. I got, people want to say, you know.
You ordered just a biscuit at a KFC?
Times are hard back then. I was struggling.
Oh, okay.
Then.
Yeah, yeah.
Times, I was struggling, dude.
Thought this was a recent thing.
No, what are you doing? This is back in the day.
Yeah.
All I had money for was my biscuit.
I would
just a single biscuit.
When I was working at Ardmore Toyota, I would take the change in my car to buy a single dollar cheeseburger at the McDonald's. For my lunch break, I would pay with 10 dimes.
You'd have to treasure hunt?
Yeah. It was very,
you were
dark,
a 49er.
Dark times, dude.
Yeah, you had to hit the hills and pan for silver.
Pan for, yeah. Oh, this is a quarter. This is good. Used all my quarters. I was down to nickels towards the end.
Oh.
Got a flat tire, bankrupt. That flat sucks. Tire on the way to work, almost cried because I was like,
did they fix it there?
Yes, they did. But then, you know, just, I was working basically factory.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was like factory thing where they were like, now you owe the company your tire.
Oh, they wouldn't hook it up.
They Pigs. Didn't really hook it up.
Pigs. That's crazy. I got a flat tire one time. I went and I picked up a quarter pound of weed at the post office and was so excited that like it worked out. And then I got a flat tire on 76 and I had to just drop some off to somebody. So I was just going, bum, 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 bum,
oh
bum,
no.
So I was like, I'm not pulling over. I was in my head. I was like, if I pull over, they're going to know it's in my, like, you know, when you have something like that, you're like, if someone sees smells. This box, it was vacuum sealed.
It didn't
God.
Smell.
No, it was vacuum. But I think I had like an ounce of weed on me to give to somebody. So I just like pulled up to like the Eagle Stadium on a flat and just like gave someone an ounce of weed and just drove.
Damn, you're doing deals in the parking lot at the link? That's fucking awesome, man.
I pulled up like bum 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 bum. Like, here you go, brother. It's like bum 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 bum. All the way home.
That's Philly strong, dude.
It was, dude.
That's the ultimate Philly strong.
That's bleeding green.
That's bleeding green.
That's bleeding green.
Dude, that's birds' colors. Yeah. Go birds, dude.
That's bleeding green right there.
Yeah, true.
My matcha.
Coffee's not for birds fans, dude. Matcha.
True, it has to be matcha. Now, I'd say coffee's more for bird fans, actually.
Yeah, Wawa. Yeah.
If I show this to my dad.
48 coffees at Wawa. Hot dogs. It's time to hit the job site with the most vicious diarrhea imaginable. Hangover from light beer.
It's
there,
dude.
You go. All right, now it's time to get 7 coffees, 3 hot dogs.
I am in awe of dudes who hold down just pure Wawa diet on like 48 to 60 ounces of coffee a day.
I think if you stick to one thing, true. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's going to destroy you, but.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Your body probably gets used to digesting insane shit. Like, it probably just fast tracks it through.
Like,
you get
daily.
No nutrients out of it. Just fucking flies right out of you.
It'd be like a sizzly with coffee, an Italian hoagie with a coffee or a soda.
Yeah.
And a coffee in the way. Yeah, your body is just.
Flying.
Orders up.
You must shit as soon as you eat it.
Your stomach's
a mortar.
Your stomach's like a steel foundry. Just the cells are like and you drink a glass of water. It's Mountain Dew. It's Mad Max. You drink water and the whole body's like Told you, I have an uncle. I've never seen him drink water.
Beezer.
Ever. Beezer won't. Yeah, Beezer, I guess he won't drink water.
I've never seen the bees.
Gatorade, soda, milk.
Yeah.
Gatorade's when he's like, all right, it's time to fucking take care of myself. I'm going to slam the Gatorade, which is such a tight way to hold it down. And he claims, he goes, dude, I don't feel sick because he's like, I just don't think I ever think about it. I was like, damn, that's fucking.
That's
tight.
One of the business heads. I heard that guy. He's like, no, I don't get sick anymore. Being sick is a mind frame.
Yeah. I've heard.
Like, yeah, well, my sister has cancer.
Yeah, true.
It's all in her head.
Yeah, well, they're just talking about colds.
Yeah, it is. That's the problem.
They're just talking about colds when they say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all in her head. That's exactly what the doctor said. Turns out it's all in her head.
They're going to cut it out of there.
They're going to chop her fucking head open.
Yeah, those business guys are talking about colds. They're like, I don't get sick. It's like, dude, you're talking about a fucking common cold and like going to work and blowing your nose in the bathroom. Being like, yeah, I mean, if you had a stomach virus and you were puking and had a fever,
yeah, if you're like shaking,
yeah, you're not,
chills,
you're not
sweat,
gonna, yeah, you're not going to be like,
this is bullshit. I can still make some day trades.
I get it. I get that all applies. If I have a cold and I totally like freak out about it, then like, yeah, maybe it makes it a little bit worse. But yeah, I don't. People are like, it's all in your head. It's like you're just not sick right
now. A cold, you can plow through.
You can plow through a cold.
Yeah.
But when you're like, it's all in your head, it's like, you're just not sick.
Yeah.
If you were actually sick, you'd be
Yeah, you
fucked.
Know it. You know it when you're actually sick.
Yeah, dude. If you had like, if you're like diarrheaing blood, you'd be like, I just got to be more positive about this.
I need to do fucking 100 push-ups right now.
True.
I just diarrheaed blood.
Yeah, big homie Wes is the king of that.
Yeah.
Him and his boy just being like, I was telling you about this when they did that whole video where they're just like, yeah, dude, like, I don't even sleep. And like, if I'm tired, I just go to the gym even harder. And he's like, I'm so shredded that if I lay on my bed, it hurts. He's like, my fat body
that
fat's
happened
so
to me,
low.
Dude. My back got so shredded. This morning I woke up. I was like, I had to just lay.
Their whole conversation was like, yeah, we're rich. Yeah, we're loaded. But like, we hate our lives.
Yeah.
That's why we're rich. And he's like, you have to hate your life forever. That's how you keep your edge. It's like, I guess, man.
Man.
I guess. That way you can stay the boss.
and just hate your life and just be like, this is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm so shredded. It hurts when I sleep. I don't sleep. He said he doesn't eat carbs during the day too, which is a sick move. He doesn't eat any carbs, just protein. So that way at nighttime, he eats carbs.
Oh, yeah. He crashes.
His insulin spikes. And he just passes out. Because if you're that shredded, you just need to go into an insulin coma and pass out. Kind of sick. I want to see. That's going to reach a fever pitch. It has to.
Getting shredded. Some guy business gonna, head, shredded business head.
Yeah, well, the bedtime, Watson's pushed up the business head bedtime to like, or the wake up time. He's like 2:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're going to become nocturnal. They're going to become vampires.
The business heads?
It's like,
yeah.
Because you can't get up any earlier.
I'm doing power cleans at 2:30 in the morning.
I mean, Wahlberg, Jocko, or dick swinging at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Big homie Wes is, I think, 2:30 a.m., which is arguably partially nocturnal. 2:30 a.m. is like it's the middle of the night. That's
chaos, dude. It's going to be dark for so long while you're awake.
I know. You just wake up at 2:30 and just take your shirt off and just start screaming at your iPhone. Nice. That's, someone's going to surpass that. It's going to be, it's going to become something. I don't know.
Last night was funny. We were talking about, Brian Simpson was talking about, like, if this, for some reason, I don't know why I thought of this, screaming at your iPhone and surpassing things. Eventually, they were like, AI, Rogan was on one, and he was like, AI is going to get so powerful that it's smarter. In our lifetime, it'll be smarter than every human combined. Mm-hmm. And then Brian Simpson was like, and then the real dilemma is, do we elect that AI president?
Yeah,
and I was like, dude, there's only one human that can stop this. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump versus the AI supercomputer. There's only one human that's like, I'm smarter than that. That computer's dumb as shit.
Or who could roast it. If you hit that with a killer nickname, it could completely...
The virus just like, that's actually not true. I'm not that. I swear.
My legs are an appropriate length. Yeah, true. That could defeat AI.
Trump dogs are only shot.
I wonder what kind of nickname, Trump nickname, an AI can come up with. If you're like, give a Trump nickname.
What if the AI defeats Trump at making nicknames?
It's like Deep Blue for like the chess program.
Oh, no.
Just crushes him. Although, I don't know. It still doesn't have the humor that well.
The funnier, the dumber the nickname that Trump comes up with, it's funnier.
Well, that's something. That's the AI's advantage.
AI can't figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. The AI is too small. I mean, dude, he for real crushed DeSanctimonious.
DeSanctimonious. See you later. Next. Who's next?
DeSanctimonious is so dude, I was in his great state of Florida.
Oh, nice.
What did he say?
I'm chat GPTing it right now. I said, can you give me 3 mean nicknames for Donald Trump? And it's just thinking.
Damn.
I can't think of anything. It's been defeated.
Oh, it's
pussy stumped. Ass.
It's already been defeated.
ChatGPT, pussy ass.
Stumped. Let's see. I don't think Grok would do it. Grok on principle would be like, no. Trump is important for the future of our democracy. I could be wrong. I like when Bitcoin came out, people talked to me about Bitcoin in like 2012.
Yeah.
You know, you got to buy it. And I was like, shut up. And I was like, all right, I was wrong about that one. But AI, I'm still kind of like, yeah, we'll see. Like in terms of like script writing and all that stuff, I think it'll be a flurry of them, but then you're going to be able to be like, yeah, it's an AI script. You'll be able to read it and be like, yeah, this is written by a machine. There will be, after a lot of them, I think there will be telltale signs.
Yeah. Aren't they doing like an AI George Carlin?
Like a
special?
Really?
Lemizi, could you look that up? And I think that's selfish.
What do you mean?
He's dead, dude. Don't ruin stand-up.
Yeah, true.
Don't come back and be like, I'm still better than everyone. It's not it's his estate.
Yeah, true. It'd have to be approved probably by his descendants.
I think they're the ones,
they're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice. Imagine the bag you could give to your family by allowing them to do AI hours for you. But the problem is you wouldn't have, I guess they could build. Eventually, it would just become so far away from the actual thing because they're going to just copy all of his material, base it off that. But then it would be based off like the copies of the copies of the copies. And eventually, it would just be like, yeah, I'm a fucking slut.
George Carlin's new hour. Yeah.
Yeah, I had like 7
hours. Sorry,
of mine,
I
man.
Like dick. I know that bothers men. I hope he does like a woke, like, I'm black. Sorry, white people. I know you hate to see a black man.
If his thing comes back and it's just black.
Yeah.
What if we start doing hybrids like Carlin Pryor, and then they come up with like a amalgamation of the two people? That'd be pretty tight.
Yeah. Just Carlin screaming the N-word.
Just calling himself the N-word. Yeah.
Yes. That would rule. That would be number one. Did you find anything?
Yeah, it's called George Carlin, I'm Glad I'm Dead. It got set to private because the family sued them.
Oh, they were making it and the family said nah?
No, the it was a guy from a podcast who made it. And he posted it on YouTube and the family sued him and he made it private. And then he later said that it was actually written by people, but I think it was AI.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever.
So the family sued because he couldn't use George Carlin's likeness.
Yeah.
Nice. Fair enough. Yeah, that's what they get.
Good.
Good. 1 point for the Carlin estate. I wonder how much they got from him, though. Like, what are they? How much do they squeeze the YouTuber for?
$1,500.
Yeah, true. Or like, we're going to monetize. They should have ran ads.
Got 18 million views. They got $1,500.
I guess that would bother me if like somebody just put up a video of like my dead mom talking for an hour. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Well,
we should probably switch over to the patch.
Yeah, switch to the motherfucking patch. Where are we at, Lemaire?
We're at
48. Oh,
no way.
My God. What
I thought we were way further.
Me too. I could have sworn we're at a solid hour.
I thought we were well past an hour.
Well, either way, I can
steaming right along.
I can still tell you about this, dude. I went to the magical.
Yeah, I was going to save that for the Patreon, but yes, let's hear it.
Spill the beans on that, dude. So we get down to where. First of all, we flew at 7 a.m. Which, dude, I understand. Brittany was like, "It's either that or we connect a flight and have like a layover." And I was like, "You never really know how bad it's truly going to be." I'm like, "Yeah, we'll just do like a super early flight." I was like, wake the kids up. They'll be all right. Dude, the flight wasn't really that bad. It's just you get there and like when you throw kids sleep off, they were just like melting down. It was bad. We got there. We were all exhausted. It was a bad, we had to get up at like fucking 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I was basically on Jocko time for a day. My whole family fell apart. So you get down there shattered from the day and then, you know, you get in, you do all the stuff you got to do. And it was, me, Brittany, our two kids, comedian James McCann, his wife, and three kids. So we just found this. Brittany found this Airbnb that was like 10 or 15 minutes from Disney World. So they had like a Super Mario room with like a castle bunk bed.
Yeah.
There was like a dinosaur.
That's exciting.
The place was fucking nuts.
Yeah, that's right.
It was actually really sick. There was like an air hockey table. It was fun. We get into there. Day one, we're all just dead. Second day, we wake up at like 8:30 in the morning. We got to Disney World by like 9:30 maybe. And I didn't realize when you drive into Disney World, it's like, we got dropped off, thank God, but they had to drive and park. There's a line for parking. So you sit in a line for parking, you get into the parking thing, and then you walk to sit in another line to get on a ferry to get to the place where you can go through and show your ticket. So then that's another line. And then, so I'm like, dude, this is going to be a fucking disaster. Like we're not even going to make it. We're going to be in lines all day. So then we got out of that and we get into the Magical Kingdom. And I will say I got completely converted into a Disney head. As soon as we walk in, it's just, there's this giant, it's like this little, they really do make this little town. And you're like, this is so clean. I'm like, this is so nice.
Yeah.
And then there's just Mickey Mouse having like a Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse bringing out like princesses and all these characters. And like my kids were just fucking losing their mind. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. It's so
nice. I couldn't understand when you were sending me those bounding videos. I was like, what the fuck? I had no like idea of like why they were doing this. Now I'm like, I get it now.
Yeah, they're obsessed.
Disney is for real. Like, it's like a religious thing to go to go down there and kind of immerse yourself in that world. Now I'm like, okay, dude, there's like for real adults that would go. We were doing the princess meet and greets. There'd be like a 30-year-old lady in a dress, bro. By the way, I'm telling you, I was like, if my kids, because they offer a hug.
They would have had to greet the meat.
They offer a hug to every kid. So I was trying to slide in
The hug line.
If Chloe would walk away, I'd be like, I'll take that. I'll take that hug.
You took the hug?
No.
Oh, I thought you did. I was like, holy shit.
They would have called security. But dude,
nice were the princesses?
Keep it tight, dude. They keep those princesses.
They're snatched up.
They're snatched, bro. They keep them. I really think if you gain too many LBs, you get fired.
Rightfully so. And they'll change that. There's going to be fat fucking princesses soon.
I mean, dude, if they've gotten around it now, I don't think. I think fat ladies can like usher you through the line to the princess, but I don't think there's plenty of that going on, but there's, I don't think they allow them to be princesses because Disney could argue like, dude, we have to capture the illustrated likeness. So they could get around all of that. We're like, this is a role we're casting. Ooh,
I think I found a way around Governor Abbott's nasty rules.
What?
Disney princesses at the park. Let me take a look at these. Oh my goodness, Jasmine.
Yeah,
did you get to meet Jasmine?
No, unfortunately.
Holy shit, very fortunate. If you would have met her, it would have been...
True. I could have turned into Jafar.
You would have kidnapped her immediately. The Disney princesses are beautiful.
Dude, it was... I was for real, like... I would just walk in there, like, all right, I guess we'll meet Cinderella. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, we met Cinderella, Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
She's not really a princess.
She becomes a princess due to the loophole because she marries a prince. Lamar, don't come and mad with that.
Oh my
she is a
god,
princess.
Dude, they have Ariel.
And he kisses her after the marriage, and then she is a princess once she marries.
The Little
prince.
Mermaid has giant on, tits, dude.
Dude, the Little Mermaid was a slut, bro.
Yes,
they did a princess parade on the floats, and the Little Mermaid. I remember being like, she looked like a raver, like Burning Man slut, and I was like, what the fuck? She looked. Little Mermaid might have been the sluttiest princess, I think, of the whole day.
Definitely. But you didn't see Jasmine. Jasmine in this is...
Let me see. Let me just for...
Yes, for research.
Yes, for the next time I go to Disney World.
You got to time it. You got to call ahead and go, I'm bringing my kids. Is Jasmine going to be in the park today?
Does Jasmine need anything for lunch or whatever? Like,
does she have like a favorite restaurant?
You got to visit the one in California now.
Disneyland?
Yeah.
I don't think Disneyland's as big as Disney World.
I don't fuck with Disneyland, dude.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I'm East Coast all day.
Yeah, I keep hearing about Disneyland. I also do think Disney World's the OG world.
Yeah.
You know what Epcot stands for? Environmental Prototype Community of Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Never would have got
dude,
that.
Dude, you would love Space... Or,
Space Mountain?
Oh, brother. Yeah, that's tough. Space Mountain, that the ball in Epcot. Dude, so there was a ride... So we meet the princesses, all's well, everything's great. They're very quick too. They're in character. If you ask, there was one lady who was Princess Elena, who like, it's like a weird Disney show. It's just on Disney Plus. Like nobody, I don't think a lot of people know who it is. Me and Maya would watch it. So I was like, holy shit, it's Princess Elena. And I was like trying to hit her.
You see that to her face. Holy shit.
Well, Brittany was like, which one is that? And Maya didn't know. I was like, that's the Red Princess. That's Princess Elena. And she was like, oh, it's me. And then I asked her, I said something about like, I was saying something about the kingdom. I was like, I'm from a kingdom. And she like, they snapped back real quick. Like, oh, I bet your kingdom's great. Kind of like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
But they are very quick, dude. They're like anything. The kids.
Isn't the rain stuff. Train? Isn't Rainy like a Disney head?
He's an adult Disney. But he's like an adult Disney pervert, I think.
I think everything Rainy does, it's whatever he does, he perverts it.
But there is a weird adult.
We
gotta
get the rain train on to discuss these princesses.
We do, dude. Yeah. Because there's like little kids. Like I had the little girls like kind of freaking out. Then there's like the bounders, like the Disney adults. And then there's like dudes who are taking pictures, like couples that are like, you can just tell it's like their fifth marriage.
Yeah.
There's like a dude, like a tanned guy with a goatee and just kind of like a barfly. This is in front of the Magic Castle.
Just drunk. Just drunk. Holy fuck, it's Princess Elena. Holy shit, she's here. She's beautiful.
He starts questioning his fifth marriage. He's like, I just love the princesses so much.
I need to talk to the princess.
But that's why. So that's the reason behind the bounding. I didn't realize this. If you're an adult, you can't wear the costume because then you can be mistaken as an actual cast member.
Yeah, that's why they have to bound.
That's why they bound.
Yeah.
That's why they push the limits.
That's the point.
Yeah, it's pretty. But there was like a. It's 14 and under. You can dress as a princess. Anything above that, you can't. You'll be kicked out for impersonating a cast member. But yeah,
dude, I can see how that was a problem.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
like, I'm gonna dress up like a character so I can hug all the kids
and pervert. Yeah, and pervert, and they're perverts. Yeah. But dude, we go there, so we do all that stuff. That was I was like, man, this is actually kind of blowing my mind. Is that a bounder? That's a little too close.
It's literally just like, what if every character was gay as fuck?
I got friends on the other side.
That also, that was a fantastic joke by James McCann when we saw the princess parade. The princes are with them. James is like, wow, I wonder if the princesses know that all their husband like men. Because they were just gay guys in the float, like, ah. That was really funny. Yeah, we watched. So we did that. We went to, so we saw the Princess Parade. And then there was a guy. This was the dude. We were getting assaulted by British guys, rude British guys constantly. If you go to Disney World, watch out for the Brits. They're fucking assholes.
Yeah, of course. Get the Brits out.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Up the rod. You should have upped the rod, Disney.
Dude, well, Brittany upped the rod one guy pretty badly, dude. It was, we're at the Princess Parade. And so we're like right in the front. And this guy standing there, he has two teenage kids. His kids are sitting down so like people can see over their backs. As it was just little kids. The dad is standing. The dad's like 6 foot two, just standing there blocking the vantage. And
he's a Brit?
Yeah. And Brittany was like.
He's like, all right, hey, the princess.
Dude, it was.
They probably worship the fucking princess.
That's what I'm saying. I think they saw that monarchy. I think they're jealous of our monarchy.
Yeah.
But they were like, they were sitting there and Brittany was like, hey, do you mind if like there's this line. He's like, do you mind backing up like 2 feet? So like we had like five little like fucking 4-year-olds. Do you mind if they get in front of you so they can see? And you can, you know, and he was like, no, I got here first and I'm videotaping. And Brittany's like, you're videotaping this shit? And he was like, I got here first. I'm not moving. And he had like two teenage kids with him. So, and Brittany's, I'm like, just chill. And I was like, dude, can you just do me a solid? I was like, back up a foot. You can videotape. Just so the kids can see around you. No, I'm not moving. I'm like, dude, I was like, that's kind of crazy. I was like, that's really weird. You're doing that. I was like, do your thing. I'm like, that's bizarre. And he was like, huh. And then so they start coming. Brittany held Maya up in front of his camera. And he's like, oh, yeah, real nice. Real nice. Very nice of you.
Oh, man.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, he was pissed off.
That is a gathering of fucking dickheads at that place.
Well, dude, and that's the thing. Disney World is like, it almost there is like that weird, like almost like you're in church where like there's a pressure, like you can't act up in there. It's kind of, it looks crazy.
Yeah.
Cause it's like supposed to be a very special
it's fun
place.
And there's kids. Yeah.
But there are apparently compilations of Disney World arrests and I can see it going wrong.
I've peeped those. It's
cause they do pump you with, you can get pumped with the alcohol and Epcot and all that stuff.
People get pumped on that booze.
Yeah.
They get a little rowdy.
Getting hammered in Disney World is kind of tight. I had just a simple Marg and a flight of Mezcal.
My dad took me to Disney. It was just me and Phil when I was a kid. I was in fifth grade, I think.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I was a little old. I was third grade was when he told me I was going.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Christmas gift. Yeah. I didn't get anything
for
Christmas.
You waited for 2 years.
I didn't get anything for Christmas that year except a towel with Mickey Mouse on it. And I opened it. I was like, the fuck's this? They're like, you're going to Disney World. And I was like, holy shit.
And you went 2 years later?
2 years later. My dad finally had like a business trip in Florida. And he was like, all right, fine. He got fucking, that's all we did. We just went to fucking Epcot. My dad just, I just watched my dad go to like the German section.
Get
and just drink beer. He was like, look at this. I got you one of these. It was like chicken on a stick. And I was like, I was actually pumped.
Yeah, it's actually.
I was like, this is so fucking cool. I've
if you give this. Kids stuff on sticks, they are. Yeah. That's a
that
huge
holds
hack.
Up, though. That's Freud would know about that. That's
true.
That's just gay.
True. It's phallic.
We like to eat phallic things.
It's your father's handing you
your
his
father's
penis.
Handing you his penis. You're eating it. You're gay.
You're destroying
it.
No, you're destroying it.
You're destroying your dad's cock.
You can't have. Yeah, you can't have the threat of obliteration from your father. Your father will cut your penis off. Your father will cut your penis off.
Time to read fucking Popper. Karl Popper's the bro, dude. We're done with this Freud bullshit.
He's too reductionistic. I can't. I mean, for physics, yeah, but for the subjective human experience, Popper just is lost, dude, in the mirrored hallway. He's going, well, I say, hold on, Stills. Let me put this in my lab.
Want to suck your father's cock? Yes, this is nice. This is totally normal.
I had a rough improv last night. I forgot about that. I don't know if you saw it. I just broke out into a Hitler.
When?
There was a part of a joke where I was like, if you don't laugh, this is just hate speech right now. And I was like, it's an Einhundred. People were like, because I fucked up the impression. It didn't even sound like Hitler. It just sounded like I had a stroke. I was on stage.
Although Hitler does sound like he's having a fucking stroke.
He's fired up, dude.
Yeah.
You would be too.
Yeah, I made the mistake. I'll never do it again. I came out last night and greeted the crowd. I was like, where are all my Jews at? I thought it'd be funny because I wanted to talk about Jewish people. People were not happy.
Yeah.
And I got all self-conscious. I was like, oh, shit, fuck.
Yeah.
Where all my motherfucking Jews at?
When you start with a rough one,
Yeah, it's tough.
I've opened with that joke that my mom got sad about a couple times, and it's an intense bomb.
Yeah.
It's an intense one where people are like, oh, my God.
I thought people would laugh.
A prick.
Yeah, people went, ooh, and I'm like, well, I'm not gonna like. Yeah, and you start being like, I'm not trying to kill them. It's like,
I'm not trying to kill them.
I'm not gonna fucking beat them up. I'm gonna subject them to a certain but dude, so then we went to Epcot, and did you go on that inside like the?
I don't think I did.
Dude,
in the ball,
you would get so fucking fired up in that.
What's
ride
going on
the
in
ball.
There?
I forgot all about it. I went on it when I was little, and I didn't. Yeah. I was like, I think you just walk around this thing. James like, what is it? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, walk around. It's like a gift shop, I think. No, dude, you get on a ride that takes you from like throughout history and shows basically like the evolution of Western civilization. But it's these mechanical guys, and they're taking you through this big like dome, and you're looking at like cavemen, then the ancient Egyptians. It's pretty much, it's actually all of civilization, but they, you know, it's like they throw in the Egyptians and I think like the Middle East. But they have like this age, that the Greeks, the Romans, and you're going on and on. It goes to like the 20s, the 50s, the 70s. It just shows you like how humans have evolved through technology. And dude, I was like so fired up about it.
That's
it. It was really cool. And then you go into a thing and like you look at the nighttime. It's like they show you like the stars and this giant dome. It's fucking awesome.
That is nice.
I was so fucking fired up. But our fucking thing was in Chinese. So I had to narrate every, I was like, cause they would just be like, well, I'm buying hush. Cause our cart, somehow the language was set to Chinese, where our guide was just weird. And Brittany was so fucking mad. And I was, no, I know what this is. This is Greek. This is Greece. I can tell. And then now we're in Rome. So I had to narrate all this stuff to her. So she was kind of bummed about that.
Why the fuck was it in Chinese?
That's what she was saying, bro. She was so mad. She was so pissed off.
I'd be pissed.
I'd be
pissed.
But I was trying to hit her with that stuff. I'm like, this is even better because we can like just like think about it. We just think about it for ourselves. I was spot on. I got to the Greek. I'm like, we're about to hit Rome next. We did. And then what the fuck else? It was sick though. But I didn't know when they were like showing papyrus, like the invention of paper. I was like, yeah, there's fucking, that's like the Turkish Empire. Yeah.
Egypt inventing paper.
I had no idea.
All right.
Yeah, let's swing over. Up, dude. Let's get to the real stuff.
Now it's time to get down to business.
Let's get to the real stuff.
On the Patreon.
Let's go.